This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Robin Williams, the frenetic actor and comedian who died a few years ago, had a habit of stealing jokes. Young comedians would complain that he'd show up at their shows and laugh along with the audience, and then a few days later would appear on widely seen TV talk shows and effortlessly drop their material into his conversation. Now, Williams, to his credit, never really denied it. He simply confessed that in the rush of performance, with his brain zooming at some untold speed, and everyone can agree that Robin Williams was an unstoppable force of nature, he simply no longer remembered that the joke or observation or one-liner that popped into his head had been written and performed by someone else. And also, he reportedly paid out a lot of money to soothe some of the outrage. If he had truly stolen, or more nicely put, inadvertently appropriated another comic's material, he was known to send over a very fat check in restitution. Rumor had it those payments often amounted to 10 grand, which for an otherwise destitute comic must have gone a long way towards making some peace. Some comedians, it was said, would show up at a comedy club whenever they heard Robin Williams was in the audience, angling for the chance to have a joke stolen, followed by some secret thank you cash. Now, similar things happened to writers, too. A friend of mine once told me that under no circumstances should I see a certain independent film because, as he put it, a lot of it is from your first book and it'll make you furious, but there's nothing you could do about it, so why put yourself through that? My friend, I should disclose, is an attorney whose practice centers around intellectual property issues, so when he says there's nothing you can do about it, I believe him. Comedians, though, operate under somewhat different circumstances. While it's true that they, like writers, can't really do anything when their work is stolen, the most they can hope for is that the thief is a benevolent and apologetic one and sends them some money, the close-knit and gossipy community of stand-up comics has its own internal system of justice. Sometimes two smart and funny people can come up with the same basic joke at the same time. Jim Gaffigan does a hilarious and many minutes long comic piece about Hot Pockets, and Patton Oswalt, also a funny and sharp comedian, once had his own set of Hot Pocket observations. I guess Hot Pockets are awful enough to inspire multiple stand-up comedians. But friends told Oswalt he'd have to eliminate that subject from his act because it looked like he had stolen it from Gaffigan, which wasn't true at all. But after Oswalt heard Gaffigan's longer and more complete Hot Pocket routine, he knew what he had to do. He had to retire his own Hot Pocket material because Gaffigan kind of owned the subject. And that brings us to Amy Schumer. Now, she has been accused, like Robin Williams before her, of taking other comics material as her own. But unfortunately for her, in the intervening years between Robin Williams' heyday as a comic and hers, the internet was invented. I mean, Robin Williams merely had to contend with rumors and recollections about picking jokes from this or that comedian's act. Stand-up comedy back then was a totally temporary affair. No one recorded a young performer's act on video. There was no YouTube. There was no Vimeo. No such luck for Schumer. Google the words Amy Schumer steals jokes, and the first few responses are pretty devastating. Side-by-side video comparisons of Amy Schumer's material, especially from her most recent Netflix comedy special, and another comedian's often recorded years before. In one case, a sketch from her hilarious, and it must be said, mostly dazzlingly original sketch comedy show on Comedy Central is an almost direct replica of an earlier sketch on another show. Now, Schumer has responded to the inevitable internet-based sniping and accusations with a defiant and somewhat self-pitying tone, which has only made things worse because the smart route to take is the Robin Williams route. A discreet apology followed by money. And when you really think about it, that's a pretty good system for all of us to follow when we've done something wrong. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will get to the theater for KCRW. This is Rob Long.